a plexiglass with a camera behind it, and you put dirt and other objects on the glass, and there's a man in white pants leaning against a telephone pole blowing up balloons. And it's about how much you want to feel it, and it's about how much you need to feel it, and it's about how somewhere in between it there are expressions there are feeling. I want to stay down inside my house, stay inside and never go out, stay little, 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 stay little. An idea for a video. Two cops on stakeout, and one says to the other, watch that man, and then the camera pans, and you're at a little girl's birthday party, and she is just brushing her hair in the mirror. And it's about how much you need to feel it, and it's about how much you try and feel it, and it's about how much you want to feel it, and it's about how much you have to feel it. I want to stay down inside my hometown, stay anonymous and never get famous, stay little, 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 stay little. An idea for a video.
Good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'm going to be with you on air until 9 p.m. tonight, and what you heard starting off the program was something from singer-songwriter out of Quebec City. That was Gus Engelhorn, a track taken off his new album called Death and Transfiguration. You heard the track called Stay Little. And definitely has that kind of outsider folk sound. And he does get some comparisons to Daniel Johnston. Really, really cool stuff. He was nice enough to send us a copy of his new album. And once again, that's Gus Engelhorn. Check it out at gusengelhorn.bandcamp.com. And once again, he's based out of Quebec City. And he was actually born in Homer, Alaska. So, yeah, I got a pretty wide variety of stuff coming up for you for the next hour and a half. And stay tuned. We're going to hear some kind of a more like poppy singer-songwriter, and then some garage, and move into a bit of electronic, and then some punk and loud stuff towards the end. So we got a pretty wide variety and a very mixed bag, as usual, on Canada Post Rock. So the first artist that you can hear tonight is something on the record label called Bada Bing Records, which is, a Brooklyn-based label. Really great label. It's also home to Beirut and Patrick Clean Denim and just other really cool artists. But the artist that you're going to hear is someone named, it's going to be pretty hard to pronounce. I can't recall how her name is pronounced, but she's a Irish singer-songwriter, and her name is Ife Nessa Frances. And she has a new album out called Land of No Junction, and this is a new release out on Bada Bing Records. I think it's their first release in 2020. Really, really great stuff. Once again, that's Ife Nessa Frances. From her album, you can hear a track called Libra. And then I think we'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So starting off the program tonight is some new stuff from Bada Bing Records. This track is called Libra.
Sunset always leaves unfold. Mary,
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that's Aoife Nessa Frances with some new stuff on Bada Bing Records. You heard a track off her new album called Land of No Junction. You heard the track called Libra. Really, really great stuff. And she's an Irish singer-songwriter. And definitely check out some more of her work. And this is a new album, Into the Station, that I was checking out this week. And once again, that's Aoife Nessa Frances on Bada Bing Records. So up next on Canada Post Rock, we're going to hear a trio of kind of garagey releases. Actually, more kind of garage, psych, and just rock. But first of which is a new release from a group called Brooch, which is a duo made up of Mikael Holm and Ben Stidworthy. And they have a new release out on the Shorewood record label. And you can hear a track off an EP. The track that you're going to hear is something called Communal Luxury. And they're kind of a psych pop oriented group. And I'm not sure exactly what city they're based out of. Actually, I think they're based out of Montreal. But the record label Shorewood Records is based out of Copenhagen, Denmark. So after Brooch, we're going to hear a Victoria group, kind of a psych rock-oriented group called Cartoon Lizard. And they have a new EP that came out just recently. It's called Sentinels. Came out in early January. And you're going to hear a track off of it, something called Sentinels, the title track. And it is 8 tracks, although it is still considered an EP. Check it out at cartoontunes.bandcamp.com. And the band is called Cartoon Lizard. So perhaps the Bandcamp name was already spoken for. After that, you can hear a band called Non-LA that I've seen before. Really great stuff. And you can hear a track off the Not In Love release. And you can hear something called, track is called Come On. Check it out at nonla.bandcamp.com. So anyways, I'm going to start rambling. This right here on CITR is something from Brooch.
never say you'll go away.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Wondering if there's someone to talk to about your grief? BC Bereavement Helpline, or BCBH, has trained volunteers who have been lending a compassionate ear to callers for over 30 years. BCBH also focuses on traumatic loss, including but not limited to death due to homicide, suicide, and substance use. If you would prefer to meet with someone, BCBH volunteers can connect you with qualified resources in your area to help guide your healing process. Or, if you would like to learn how to help someone who is grieving, BCBH also offers training and education. Contact the helpline at 1-877-779-2223 or visit bcbh.ca for more information.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was something from Non-LA, and you heard a track off an album called Not in Love, and you heard the track called Come On. Before that, out of Victoria, Cartoon Lizards with a track called Sentinels off an EP of the same name. Prior to that was Brooch out of Montreal with a track called Communal Luxury. That's taken off an EP that was put out recently and was sent in to the station, so you may hear it on other CITR radio shows. So you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone, and I'm going to be with you on here until 9 p.m. tonight. So up next, we're going to hear something from... also, just want to mention, if you do have any young ones in the audience, perhaps maybe tune in later on, as there may be some profanities and other content that may not be suitable for younger audiences. So if they're listening, perhaps you want to leave the room or tune in later on. So in this next set, we're going to hear some new stuff that's into the station. And I have played stuff from the record label called Hand Drawn Dracula. And this is a label that's associated with Brian Brochere. But he's mostly known for kind of a singer-songwriter type artist, and as well as his work with Guided by Voices. Not Guided by Voices. For some reason, I'm thinking of a different band that I'm kind of confused. I mean, By Divine Right is what I should say. But he's also in a really interesting electronic project called Holy Fuck, and they have a new album that was just released called Deleter, and I do believe it's their first album in, I think, something like 4 years. Their last album came out in 2016. So once again, we have new stuff from Holy Fuck. It's called Deleter, and that's the new album. You're going to hear a track off of it, something called... I was picking out the track that I had queued up. It's called something called Endless, and... then, after Holy Fuck, we're going to hear, just to go along with the theme, we're going to hear a band called Holy Shit. And this is a project that was associated with Ariel Pink. And this is way back in the early or mid-2000s. It was comprised of Ariel Pink as well as Matt Fishbeck. And it kind of just grew to be just a Matt Fishbeck project. But Ariel Pink does appear on a few different tracks occasionally, or he'll appear on an album just for like one track. So we can hear a track from Holy Shit, a album that came out in 2018, something. You can hear a track called In California I Work, I See. And then after that, we're going to hear something from Dan Snaith and Caribou, his Caribou project, I should say. Caribou has a new album that's out, and it's released on Merge, as usual. And we're going to hear something off the new album. And let me see what I had queued up. And I'm not sure when the last time Caribou came out. I think probably, let me see if we could find out some more info. Sorry, I should have had this queued up for you. But anyways, the new album is called Suddenly from Caribou, and you're going to hear a track called You and I. Very nice, colorful electronic stuff. This is his first release since 2014. So anyways, I'm gonna stop rambling right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Holy Fuck. This track is called Endless. Thank you.
Too much money.
But in California, say, I used to work on a morning.
Too much money.
And then in the afternoon it got very hot and sunny, so I'd go and lie on the beach.
Too much money.
And then I'd work again in the evening.
Too much money.
And I'd maybe work until about 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock. And then I'd go for a drink, you see.
Too much money.
In California, the bars don't close until 2. Which seems to me,
too much
in
money.
A way, the ideal hour. If you're going to close them at all, it's the ideal hour because in a way it's not too late and you can make up your mind about things, I suppose.
Too much money.
2 o'clock. 4 o'clock is a bit late, really. But anyway, you can do it. You know, work. I seem to work in the evening and do that. In London, you can't do this.
Too much money.
Because if you want to go out for a drink, unless you go to those awful places that are my pet hates, really. What's that place called? I went once. It looks like a rhythm and blues Angus steakhouse. It's got tartan on the walls. But the bills seem to be, it costs. Each drink seems to cost about £1 or something, which is just ridiculous. I just object to paying £1 for one drink in a place like that, anyway.
Too much money.
In fact, the chairs are so small, it's like an organised children's tea party. And that's why London, I don't think, will ever really be what you'd call a swinging place. You see, it's nightlife in London. You need too much money for it. Because of that, you can't go in any place and meet a plumber from Camberwell. Whereas in New York, you could. I mean, you could go in a bar and meet the equivalent. Some plumber from Brooklyn could be sat at the next stool. And some other guy, a movie maker from Hollywood could be sat on the next stool. I mean, that can happen. Here, it just doesn't. The nightlife, which some people really think is terrific. I mean, obviously somebody's really sold the idea, haven't they?
Too much money.
Did I tell you a story? I'll tell you a story. Do you know Eric Byrne? The Animals. Well, it was on, I think it was on a television program. I told you a story. He's a musician in London, isn't he? And we were talking about America, as a matter of fact. He said he didn't like it really at all. And he told me this story as a story against America. And he said he was in New York, and he was with a policeman, a cop. I suppose it's a bit different from his singer, and he thought people might attack him or something. But anyway, they went in this bar. And there was music playing, you see, there was a jukebox. And the cop said to the guy behind the bar, "Can you dance in it?" And I said, "Sure." So he hung up his gun and started dancing with a girl, you see. And Eric Burton said, "This was terrible." He said, "That cop is the sort of cop who'd take a backhand and, you know, money and this, that, and the other." And he thought it was terrible. Well, I thought it sounded marvellous. I mean, really, it's kind of like an ideal for a musician. I said it simply proved there were more art lovers there. He was affected by the music when he went to the bar. The idea of him hanging up a gun, I thought was terrific. But he thought it was terrible. Well, I suppose, I mean, in a way, maybe lots of other people in London would think that situation was terrible. If he did.
Can you dance? Can you dance?
Would they?
Can you dance?
Too much money. But it's hardly the story you'd say to run down America, is it? I wouldn't think so. If it had happened to me...
Sure.
If it happened to me, I would be always telling saying what a great place it was.
Sure.
Hi, this is Katie J. I play drums in Lié. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people.
Back. That was new stuff from Caribou. The new album is called Suddenly, and you heard a track off of it, something called You and I, and that was the work of Dan Snaith, and the new album is out on Merge Records, and it's his first release since 2014, and really nice, colorful stuff. And if you're not familiar, definitely check out the back catalog of Dan Snaith, and perhaps he'll be doing a tour and perhaps playing Vancouver. I haven't actually checked for tour dates, but can't recall the last time he's played. Actually, I'm just going to check his tour dates right now, and I don't see a Vancouver date coming up. He's playing some Toronto dates, but perhaps after the summer there will be a Vancouver show, but who knows? Anyways, prior to Caribou, you heard something from a Ariel Pink former side project called Holy Shit, and the track is called In California I Work C, and that's a single that was released in 2018. Check it out at veryholyshit.bandcamp.com, and this is a side project that was made up of one of the members of Ariel Pink and another guy named I forgot his name right now, but anyways, it's a side project, and Ariel Pink is only occasionally involved. Prior to that, you heard something from Holy Fuck with the track called Endless off the new album called Deleter. You're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. Hope everyone's doing pretty good this Friday evening. And up next, we're going to hear something from a local group on a local label, and that's Lie. They have a new album called You Want It Real. It's been doing pretty well. I'm not sure how well it's doing on the charts, but I'll have to check it out. You're going to hear a track called Good Boy, and this is off the album called You Want It Real, and I do believe this is out on Mint Records. And they're going to be playing a show on March 20th at Redgate, so definitely check it out. And that's going to be a Friday. So from Lie, you're going to hear a track called Good Boy. And then after that, we're going to hear something from the Total Punk record label. And they have a new release out from a group called The Archias. And they are based out of Orlando, as far as I know. And they have a new release out called Rock and Roll, just a 7-inch backed with a replica, but you're going to hear a track off of it. Something called, the track is called Replica, and that's a group called The Archias, and I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce it, but it's on the Total Punk record label. Really great Orlando label, and they put out some really, really killer punk music. And actually, I'm not sure if The Archias are based out of Orlando. It could be just the label says that on Bandcamp. But anyways, check it out at totalpunkrecords.bandcamp.com. But first, we're going to hear new stuff from Lie. This track is called Good Boy.
Can you save me? Listen, listen, listen to me. I pull my weight and tear apart. awakened one. Listen without distraction.
Ready or not, you're going in.
Listen to Breakfast with the Browns every Monday morning.
From 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Something that just offers you the place, the chance to stay in a mood.
Breakfast with the Browns.
The best in ambient, downtempo, electronic, ASMR, pop loungcore music. Totally Alpha Wave.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Thus the most ordinary movement in the world may agitate 1,000 odd disconnected fragments. Now bright, now dim. Hanging and bobbing and dipping and flaunting.
So, beauty remains in the impossibilities of the body.
You know that, don't you?
Wake up.
Thunderstorms. See the lightning flashing. Thunderstorms.
Thank you for stopping that. If you actually want to learn more about weather, join the UBC Storm Club. For more information, email us at stormubc@gmail.com. Stop playing those cheesy songs and tune into News 101 Mondays and Fridays for your CITR weather forecast.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. You just heard some new stuff from Total Punk Records and a track from the Archeas, a new 7-inch called Rock and Roll. You heard the track called Replica. And the Archeas are based out of Louisville, Kentucky, and that's based on the it's put out on the Orlando-based Total Punk Records. Fantastic label. Check it out at totalpunkrecords.bandcamp.com. Prior to that, you've heard something from a release from local release called You Want It Real. You heard the track called Good Boy, and that's out on Mint Records, and they're playing on March 20th at Red Gate. You're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia. And right now we're going to move into a little bit more of a loud territory, and we're going to hear something from the Profound Lore record label, one of my favorite extreme metal labels out there. And the latest that they've put out is something from a kind of a sludgy, doomy psych duo known as Insect Arc, and they're based out of Brooklyn, New York, and they have a new release out called The Vanishing out on Profound Lore Records. You can hear the opening track called Tectonic, very heavy, sludgy, doomy stuff. And once again, it's a duo, and it was recorded by Colin Marston, who is a famed producer and also in a group called Behold Arctopus, as well as numerous other very extreme metal projects such as Crawlis and Dysrhythmia. And he plays a really interesting like 12-string bass or something like that. Anyways, enough about the producer. Insect Arc are a duo out of Brooklyn. Check them out at insectarc.bandcamp.com. And I think we're just going to hear this one track, and I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Insect Arc. And that was new stuff from Insect Arc. The album is called The Vanishing. You heard the opening track called Tectonic, and they're a sludgy, doomy duo based out of Brooklyn, New York, led by Dana Schechter as well as Andy Patterson on drums. So on Canada Post Rock, we're going to hear some more from the Profound Lore record label. And we're going to hear an album that came out a few months ago from a group called Totaled. Very heavy, kind of black and hardcore. And I think this is their first release out on, I think it's their first Total release. You're going to hear a track of the album called Lament, and you'll hear a track called Hypnosis. And this is a group called Acrimony that had broken up, or Ashes to Acrimony. Anyways, they're a newer group that came out last March, and this album. Anyways, I'm going to stop rambling. I think we're just going to hear this one track called Hypnosis, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR, this is something from Totaled.
We'll be right back. Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up!
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, in Vancouver.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was some new stuff from Profound Lore Records. That was Totaled with a track called Hypnosis off the album called Lament. And actually, it's not quite new. It came out last March in 2019. So a year ago, so not quite new. But anyways, been exploring some new stuff on this album as it is an amazing record label. And it is based out of Kitchener, Ontario. So it's Canadian, although a lot of the music they tend to have on the label is often outside of Canada. But there is a few Canadian artists on this record label. And once again, that's Profound Lore Records. And up next, we're going to hear some more loud stuff, and we're going to hear something from Old Man Gloom, and I'm pretty excited. This is another Profound Lore record label release, and the new album is called Seminar 9, Light of Meaning, and it's going to be coming out in a few months, I do believe. And anyways, we're going to hear, and since it's not out yet, it's supposed to come out in May. We're going to hear some older stuff from Old Man Gloom. We're going to hear a release that came out in 2014, something called The Ape of God. And there's two versions of this album. It came out in the same year, and we're going to hear something from the second release of the album. You'll hear a track called Predators. And if you're not familiar, Old Man Gloom is a group out of Santa Fe that has some heavy hardcore artists that are associated with different loud bands that have been around for many years, where you have members from Doom Riders as well as Isis and numerous other projects. But they did come through Vancouver, I think, in 2015, and I don't believe they've played yet. They did have a death of a member, Caleb Schofield, which is very unfortunate, in 2018. So I do believe they might have gone on a hiatus around then. But anyways, Caleb Schofield was a member of Cave-In. So he passed away in 2018. Very sad to hear. But anyways, they are doing a new tour, and they're going to be coming through Vancouver and playing on May 21st. And playing with Old Man Gloom is going to be Deaf Kids, and I'm super, super excited to see Deaf Kids. This is a group that's out on the Neurot record label, and they have toured with Neurosis, and Deaf Kids are based out of Sao Paulo, Brazil. Their Metaprogrammical album was in my top 10 of last year. And yeah, that's what you're going to hear. You're going to hear something from the album called Metaprogrammical. You'll hear a track called, probably butchering it, but it's called Esperes de la Cura. So we'll hear these two tracks, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Old Man Gloom and a track off the off an album called The Ape of God, and you can hear the second release of the album. This track is called Predators.
Yeah.
That was something from Deaf Kids and a track of the Metaprogrammical album. And you heard the track called Esperes de Locura 2. And I do believe I'm butchering that. But prior to that, you heard Old Man Gloom with a track called Predators of the 2014 The Ape of God 2 album. And those two artists are going to be coming through town in a few months. And in May, on May 21st, they'll be playing at the Astoria. Definitely check out tickets and pick them up early. And there are more guests to be announced. I'm not sure if there's any other artists on the bill. But anyways, thanks for tuning in this week to Canada Post Rock. I'll be back next week with some more great music. And this week, I'm going to leave you with an artist that came through town yesterday. And fortunately, I didn't get the chance to check out the show. But it's a group out of Portland called Blackwater Holy Light. And they have a release out on the Riding Easy record label, which is a really great label. It's just a self-titled deal. You can hear a track off of it. The album is called Veils of Winter, and you can hear a track called Spiders. And so keep it locked on CHR for more great programming. And up next with Scald's Hall. So anyways, this track is called Spiders by Blackwater Holy Light.